Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Upskilled.
Masterclass.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading the 7th episode of the Upskilled Masterclass. My name's Ralph Tucker. Today, we'll be chatting to one of our recently appointed student ambassadors who'll take us through their individual experience of doing one of Upskilled's courses. We hope by them sharing their journey and learning experience, other students will also take great benefit from it. We'll be talking to real students with real challenges, sharing real stories. Today, we're joined by Leon Harms. Welcome to the Upskilled Masterclass, Leon, and congratulations on being named as an Upskilled Student Ambassador.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure, Ralph.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what age you are, and what you do for work?
Working as a technical support officer. So we manufacture air conditioners, and I'm involved in all the refrigerated products for the Australian market. I'm 40 years old, and I'm originally from South Africa. So I've immigrated to Australia 9 years ago, and I'm also a permanent resident at this stage, feeling very honoured being here.
What course did you elect to do with Upskilled?
I initially started with Diploma in Business, and then after a few weeks, I really found it interesting, and I finished it quite early as well. It only took me about 2 months to complete the course. And then I started doing a project management diploma as well. And then after completing that, I enjoyed it so much, I actually signed up for my advanced diplomas in business and in management.
What made you decide to pick the courses? Was it a work-related thing? You wanted to improve your skills?
Yes, I do want to carry on improving myself. So I actually formed a personal development plan, and I want to carry on studying and furthering my advances in life.
What made you choose Upskilled for your qualifications?
I found the advertisements I found on the internet very attractive, and after I talked to some of the staff at the company, I was very motivated and I decided to go with them.
Were you fairly confident you were going to succeed, or did you have many doubts along the way?
Coming from a technical background, I was more on the tools, like a tradie, and initially I thought it might be a little bit out of my depth, but after I started the course, I actually was very comfortable, especially after talking with my trainer as well. He really motivated me, and from there on, it just went forward.
And what sort of stage did you feel like you were making progress? Was it after that initial period of sort of finding your way a little bit?
Yes, after I submitted my first assignment and I got some feedback, I really felt more confident in it. And from there on, it was all positive.
What were the factors that made you keep going?
The challenges being not my field, it's like it really drives me to be uncertain about the outcomes of certain things. So, the more negative actually you can say, that more inspires me to be successful, and that really drove me more successful in my studies.
Were your family very supportive of you doing these courses?
Unfortunately, I don't have any family at this stage.
So that's obviously an even bigger challenge for you, given the fact that you've done it all by yourself. There must be a great level of satisfaction knowing that you were able to do something like this by yourself.
Yeah, sometimes it's not easy to motivate yourself, but you just have to ask yourself, what do you want to accomplish, and how are you going to get to it? And you have to motivate yourself in succeeding.
What were you able to use in both your work and also your personal life from the courses that you did?
My work greatly improved. My manager is, he's very satisfied with my work. The quality of work I'm delivering is much higher standard than what I used to. And, it reflects on your personal life as well. The the more satisfied you are with your work and the working conditions, the better you feel about yourself, and you know, you improve your personal life accordingly.
Now, what was it that you found most immediately useful from the courses that you did?
The way you move forward through the course, you know, you have to start at the basic principles of all the steps, like a smart framework on how to develop business strategy that I use in my daily progress as well. You know, SMART, you have to be specific in everything you do. You have to be measurable. So if you can't measure it, you know, you have to find ways of doing it so that you can establish whether you're succeeding or not, whether it's attainable, if it's reasonable, and in what time frame you can do it, you know. So it's all those frameworks that you learn in the studies that actually starts making sense in a daily situation as well, which you can apply to any situation.
Now, you did the course online?
Yes.
How did you find that experience?
It's very straightforward. There's no complicated procedures you have to follow or anything. So I found it very easy to do it online.
Did you feel as though you were part of a larger student community?
Yes, after I signed up for the community as well, I found it very attractive. And, you know, there's a lot of communication and you can ask questions and they support you in it.
So you found that the upskilled student support team were of great assistance to you as you were progressing through?
Yes, absolutely.
And you mentioned earlier you had great support from your trainer. What were the specific things that they helped you do?
Well, sometimes, you know, you get stuck in a situation where you're not certain whether you perceive the question correctly or not. And then, you know, if you ask him a question of whether you are correct or not, you know, they're always very quick to respond and assist you in the right procedure.
You found that that was something that they enjoyed sharing their experiences and helping you along the way?
Yes, absolutely. That was very helpful.
Do you think that your career prospects have improved by getting these qualifications?
Yes, I do.
In what way do you think that they will help you in your own personal development?
Well, after finishing all these courses, it set a very good framework for my next progression. And I've signed up for my MBA as well. And these courses contributed to that factor. Otherwise, they wouldn't have accepted me if I haven't done it. So it definitely did support me in that process.
You mentioned earlier that you've immigrated here from South Africa. Do they have any courses like that over there? And would you recommend Upskill to anyone looking to undertake that, particularly if they're an immigrant?
I would definitely recommend it. And no, South Africa doesn't have those type of online courses. I would definitely recommend it for any immigrant.
What advice then would you give to any new students or anyone considering doing a course with Upskilled?
Well, the fact that it can contribute to your daily work environment, it is definitely a positive direction to go in. Doesn't matter what your career move at this stage is, it will always reflect on your future and future prospects.
All right. Thanks very much for that, Leon. We really appreciate your time today and joining us on the Upskilled Masterclass.
Thank you very much.
There he is, Leon Harms, and what an inspiring story. Thanks very much for taking the time out to listen today. If you've got any questions or feedback, please head to the website, upskilled.edu.au. Don't forget, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also leave us a rating or a review in iTunes, which would be greatly appreciated. And if you really enjoyed our podcast today with our student ambassador, Leon Harms, please tell a friend. I'm Ralph Tucker. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. And we'll catch you next time on the Upskilled Masterclass. Upskilled. Upskilled. Masterclass.